Amid what officials now designate as exceptional drought conditions, Santa Fe National Forest officials this week began implementing fire restrictions. KUNM's Nash Jones reports on what that means for your Memorial Day weekend.
The Stage 1 fire restrictions only apply to the west side of the forest, which includes the Jemez, Cuba, and Coyote Ranger districts and part of Espanolas. Julianne Overton, public affairs officer for the Santa Fe National Forest, says the east side of the forest got enough moisture from recent storms to avoid the restrictions. The goal is to reduce human-caused wildfires by limiting campfires to developed sites with fire pits built by the Forest Service.
If you're planning to just find a nice site, pull over and put up your tent, you cannot have a campfire.
Over 77% of the state is currently under extreme and exceptional drought conditions, up from just 4% this time last year, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. These designations are the highest drought rankings available. Therefore, all fires pose a risk if not fully extinguished. Overton says her team has already seen a rash of abandoned fires this year, one of which jumped the fire pit, but luckily was quickly contained by firefighters.
We are actually coming upon blazing, still flaming campfires that people just have walked away from. Under these conditions, that's terrifying.
She says proper technique includes stirring at least 5 gallons of water into the embers with a shovel until it creates a consistency that she described as mud pie.
And here's the key. Lower the back of your hand. When you no longer feel heat coming off it, then you're good to go.
If you see an abandoned campfire or smoke, Overton says to call 911. She warns that tossing lit cigarette butts and dragging chains from a car can also spark a fire in these conditions. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.